Call the meeting to order. We have pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Have Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Herman.
Here.
Block.
Here.
And Brandenburg.
Here.
Council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda as printed?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Block.
Yeah, aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so that we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. If there's anybody in the audience that would like to address the council? Okay, seeing none, consent agenda, items 1-7. Is there any questions or concerns about those items? If not, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Schuman.
Or Schuman.
Bowman.
Bowman.
Aye.
Wow.
Sorry. Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried. I was writing the name out. Your new name, Schuman.
Schuman. Next item is engineer's report, item number 8, the engineer report. You have that in front of you. There's been some issues or some situations that have come about on the last item on his report, which is Bracey Lot 14 in Prairie Woods. I believe that study is not back yet, correct?
No, they thought it had it to me sometime this week.
And when it gets back, it's going to be quite eye-opening for everyone. Just for your information, we're working on that. Otherwise, is there any questions about our engineer's report?
The last meeting, they hadn't opened up the, or sent in the bill, or sent in the whatever for doing the repairs on the roads. For the street patching projects, something that was...
We got it.
We got it back.
You mean the contracts?
Yeah.
Yes. I know we got the contract for Manats.
I got a whole bunch of... I don't know what's in there.
I believe the contracts here from Manats, and I seen a memo from Mike that said that the other contracts were here. There will be no work started until there is a pre-con meeting, pre-construction meeting, with Jim and Mike and the contractors. And... in talking to the superintendent for Manats, he was hoping that they'd be here in mid-July to start the patches. I don't know about Telegraph with the overlay, but I do know the patches they're hoping. So.
It says everything will be completed by September 30th.
Yep, that's the way they bid them. And, like I told Mike before, we got to have a completion date in there. If there's no completion date, they'll put you off until the very last minute. That's why we always put sometimes an unrealistic completion date, but it makes them do the job. So, questions?
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that last one?
Lot 14.
What was the reason for the second soil test?
Well, the first soil test, So, those of us that have been in here for a while, I'm sure you're part of it too, with the house that's falling apart over there. So then they decided they were going to build another home over there, and we requested that, actually we mandated that they have boring done. Well, they claimed that the boring passed. Our people, aka our public works department, was over there and literally took the T-bar, had it up here, and went like this and pushed it all the way down to the ground with one finger, telling me there's no compaction, there's nothing there. So Jim called me right away, and I said, well, there needs to be some more studying done on this, because we do not want a family to build another home there and then lose their whole life savings like these people have, and now have a building that's, you know, it's uninhabitable. Yeah. So Jim did his due diligence, and they checked several spots around there. They got the same thing all the time. So they went back to the boring company. The boring company says, no, it's all good. So I said to Jim, I said, we need to have our engineer get involved in it. And I said, and we need to have a second opinion board on it. Well, their numbers and the first boring company's numbers are like here and here. So the numbers aren't there.
Has it always just been up to the builder to have their own soil sample done?
Well, to go back, 5 years? So when they dug that basement, I stopped them because of the stuff that was in the dirt. So then they got team services out there. I said, you gotta need an engineer. They got team services out there, and team services passed it. They said, yeah, everything's fine. Well, boom, look what happened to the house. So now they're building right next to it. They dug the hole. We went out there with a probe, and it was like butter, just shoof, all the whole foundation area. And so, like I said, we talked to Brad and all that. And so we said, we need to have an engineer come out here. Well, Team Services went out again, same company that passed the house that failed. And then they came, and it was a couple borderline numbers. It has to be like 95%. I think there was maybe on a couple of tests, it was 94. And then they were all over 95. And then I was talking to Mike. Mike said they could probably do some things to tweak that 94 to make it pass. So, and I'm like, well, they've already done this once and the house failed.
What kind of tests were they doing?
I don't know. Mike would have to be better to answer that. But they were doing some bore tests, and they had they were like supposed to be like 95% is passed or whatever. So I don't have a report. So that's just what I'm going off of, what talking to Mike and that. So anyways, so now IMAG came out, and they're doing some additional bores and doing some testing. And they were out there, and I just stopped and talked to them. And they said they have to have, what was it? We had to have 2,000 pounds or something for pass.
Yep.
And they said a lot of them were coming in at 1,500, and they said they even got some at 1,200. So he said our numbers are what we're getting, and what they had are completely, a big difference.
So it sounds like at a penetrometer test, a little hand penetrometer test, they dig a boring, they pull the sample out. It's a little device about that big,
mm-hmm.
and it checks the bearing on the soil, as they go down in depth. So,
2,000 pound?
What's that?
I said 2,000 pound was what their goal was, or
well,
their goal.
No, IMAX coming up with 1,200,
yeah.
1,500.
Yeah, but minimum is 2,000 PSI, yes, yeah. If that's what you're asking, yes.
And, IMAX not finding that, at least when I talked to them, when they were in the hole doing it, so.
Is that something that we look for
maybe in the future before we start a develop area? I mean, was that something that was done then? I mean, was the soil tested at all before they...
No.
That was a dumb spot from when they did the overpass.
Right.
To answer your question, Skyler, no. It was never, there was never any testing done over there because that land was filled in by everything they took off of what is now Highway 61. Right. And it was dumped over there. And those of us that were here then, Highway 61, they had to dig down approximately 20 to 30 feet to remove what they call peat bog. And that peat bog went right over there and was dumped out and you know, leveled off and stuff. So nobody ever tested the at that time it was never ever going to be a development. Well, then obviously it became a development, and I don't believe anybody tested the soil. Now we have a situation where we've had, I don't know how many garage floors and how many driveways that have broke up, cracked up, you know, like this kind of difference everywhere through it. And now we have a house that's literally sitting like this and basically falling down on itself. So when Jim brought it to my attention and said I didn't like the way that dirt was, I said, then we need to stop them right now and figure out what we're going to do. We're not going to lose another home out there to that, and if we have to stop them from building there, so be it.
Is the city liable for any of that, or is that just the city looking out for the people? I mean,
the way I understand it, and I could be completely off base here, the way I understand it is no, the city is not liable for it because it's a transaction between the owner of the property and who's going to build the house there. My thing of it is now that the city's got involved in it and done this boring out there, the city has knowledge of it, the city could either say, you know what, we aren't going to allow this building to be done here, you know, and it could get into an ugly mess, but I don't want to see anybody lose their whole life savings for, you know, boring.
Something that could have been prevented.
Correct.
Did you get the state that comes in to check that you're...
No, that's just... You got to follow the Uniform Building Code, and it's in there about it. And Jim is up on that. And like I said to Jim, I said, we got to shut it down. We'll shut it down. That's all there is to it. We're not gonna build a house that's gonna crumble and fall apart.
No, it's considered what, $400,000-$500,000.
Exactly. Any other questions? You good? Yeah. Next item is Building Commissioner item number 9, Building Commissioner Report. You have that in front of you. Any questions for our building commissioner?
So anything interesting with citizens should know?
Same kind of situation at Sweetwood Lane then?
That's the one.
That's the one we're talking about, yes.
Oh, I thought it was a different property.
Nope.
Okay.
Next is item number 10, status of Scott County's proposed joint jurisdiction road resurfacing project, fiscal year 31.
Have you heard any more?
No.
Leave that on there. Next item is financial assistance grant, item number 11, LMI application and bids. Jim, you want to take this a little bit?
She applied for her deck. Her deck is in very bad shape. The stringers are broken with the stairs. Wood is rotten. Did an inspection, found that her, also her garage roof is in very poor shape. She's got a busted window in the garage, and she has the service door to the garage is in poor shape. So I ended up, she had nobody to, she had no clue who to call, whatever, so I just called some of the people that done the stuff for us for LMI, and I got the bids. put her and she'll have all that. The rest of the house is,